Been thinking a lot about the word change and what it means and how it fits into our lives and how it has fit into my own personal development journey.
Welcome to the Kathy A. Davis Podcast. If you are ready to crack through the armor to find your true self, to find your inner power, to unleash that power, and so you can begin to feel as though you are coming back home, back to the person you were before the world told you who to be, you are in the right place.
Merriam-Webster defines change as to make something different, to transform, to replace one thing for another, to switch. With change, we hear quotes like, if nothing changes, nothing changes. Or if you want things in your life to change, you have to change things in your life. Or progress is impossible without change, and those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything. Or if you can't change it, change your attitude toward it. And if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. As a society, we're no strangers to change. Change is a part of our life. When I Googled quotes about change, I got millions of results. And as I'm pondering change, some changes we choose and other changes are chosen for us. When I look back over my life, I look at what were the initiation points for the changes that I've had in my life. One of the biggest changes I've gone through in the course of my entire life has been adopting a vegan lifestyle. I grew up in a standard American household eating standard American meals. My dad was an avid hunter, and much of our meals were game meats paired with a tasty starch and a veggie, typically a common veggie. I honestly didn't think much about what we ate. I ate what was in front of me most of the time. And I just thought that that was that. That was what you ate. I continued eating that way for my early adulthood and expanding a bit in the areas of vegetables and new spices and some new dishes because my now hubby loved to cook and found his passion in studying the great chefs of the Food Network and preparing us amazing meals in our little condo kitchen. Over time, we became self-proclaimed foodies and we began to explore different restaurants in our areas outside of the traditional chain restaurants. We looked for restaurants from diners, drive-ins, and dives and the top restaurants in the city and really started to hone our foodie experiences. When we moved to Pennsylvania in 2012, our love of food continued. Our kitchen was much bigger. We were able to create even more incredible meals. We joined the local CSA and started trying new to us vegetables. We bought new kitchen appliances that allowed us to try new cooking methods and new cooking techniques. We would host holiday parties and we really enjoyed cooking for other people. And I think about that time and I think about the impact that food had on my life. It was a part of my life. It was very much one of the ways I defined myself, even saying self-proclaimed foodie. Through all of that cooking and all of those experiences, our exposure to new types of cooking and new methods and our awarenesses and exploration of foods continued. We actually found raw vegan chefs that we followed. And while we always said we could never go raw, we could never go fully raw, we enjoyed the creativity of the recipes and gave some of them a try. And then one day over dinner, my husband said, "Hey, what if we give this plant-based eating thing a try? I read a couple things in magazines that don't line up, and I'm not really sure the way we're eating is best for our health." What? I was like, what? No, no thanks. No, no. That's not for me. My only experience at that time with plant-based eating was the veggies that I was eating and preparing food for a vegetarian friend. I believe even at the time we'd tried tofu and didn't like it. And I think we'd even tried tempeh and didn't like it. And I was like, no thanks. That's not for me. I'll stick with my burgers and fries and buffalo wings and blue cheese. Growing up in Western New York, buffalo wings and blue cheese were a thing for me. But the more information he found on this new pathway of eating, the more convincing his points became. So while I wasn't fully on board, I guess reluctantly agreed that I would be willing to eat more plants, but I was never going to go vegan. No way. Again, change is sometimes chosen by us or chosen for us.
Does the January weather have your skin feeling drained and depleted? Let's face it, sometimes winter just demands a little extra TLC for our skin and body. Am I right? Well, our sponsor, Osea Malibu, knows that body care matters, and their Undaria Algae Body Butter can help you have a healthier and glowier skin all year long, even in the winter. This product is one of my favorite body care products from Osea because it leaves my skin feeling hydrated and smooth despite the winter weather conditions. Its rich and buttery texture transforms my skin with a non-greasy feel. I love it. But I love Osea Malibu for other reasons too. They are a clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral company that has been in business for over 27 years with their seaweed-infused products that are safe for your skin and the planet. With them, I don't have to choose between my values and my best skin. Start the new year fresh with clean and vegan skincare and body care from Osea Malibu. Right now, we have a special discount just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code Kathy A. Davis at OseaMalibu.com. You'll receive free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code Kathy A. Davis for 10% off. I will drop the link and the code in the show notes, but trust me, don't let yourself go another day without this amazing hydrating skincare product.
So the idea of plant-based eating was planted. The facts were shared. I would get emails every once in a while at work or in the afternoon, in the evening, and I would be exploring different resources that he sent me. The meals were prepared and eaten, and we tried new recipes with very familiar foods. And that's one of the tips that I teach my clients in the plant-based woman programs for the Veg Inspired, the business that I run, is I teach you to start with familiar foods because that's what I started with. We made tacos out of potatoes, we made sauces out of cashews. And the more I dabbled in this eat more plants lifestyle, the more curious I became. The more I allowed myself to explore the change as a possibility, to explore the information. I was planning our wedding at the time, and with each monthly meeting with our caterer, I asked for more and more modifications to the menu. Can you use an eggless pasta? Can you add a meatless veggie ball? Can you make a sauce without the cheese and animal products? Till finally, I asked for a vegan wedding cake, to which they graciously agreed and admitted later they were excited to execute all of these modifications. The chef even said it increased his creativity. Over the course of about 8 months of this transition, I would call it, I just dabbled. I dabbled in the idea of adopting a vegan lifestyle. I ate the meals. I read the books. I watched the documentaries. I followed the people on YouTube. I looked at the recipes on Pinterest, and I began to emotionalize the choice. I began to see it as a possibility for myself. And almost 8 months to the day that the seed was planted, I was standing at my bridal shower. On the little wagon lane, the tractor lane probably, behind the big farmhouse where my bridal shower was held, and in front of me was a mama cow and her brand new calf. All of the information I had read over the last 8 months, all of the meals I had eaten, all of the documentaries and animal agriculture things I had seen, All of the reasons why I said I couldn't go vegan, they all flashed before my eyes. And in that moment, I knew. I knew that was my pivot moment. I knew that was the moment of change. And from that point on, I've been vegan. That was June 8th, 2014. I'm in my 10th year. And while this podcast isn't about veganism, it is about growth. It is about expansion. It is about change. It is about experimenting. It is about opening your mind. It is about mindset, perception, attitude, and discovering who you are, who you were before the world told you who to be. As a longtime animal lover, going vegan felt right. It felt natural. 10 years later, I don't miss animal products. I love creating meals with the nostalgia of the foods I used to eat. I love the challenge of figuring out how to use my dad's venison steak marinade on a vegetable. I love it. I think it's fun. It is a way of life. It is who I am. And I love eating this way. But I wasn't always this person. I wasn't always vegan. I wasn't always aware of it as an option for me. And so I want this story to be an example that change doesn't have to happen overnight. An example that the idea to change, it doesn't even have to start from you. In fact, for many of us, responding to an idea outside of us is how we are designed to make the decision to change. If you want to learn more about your human design, hop over to Instagram at the Kathy A. Davis and start a message with me, and I'll ask you a few questions and we can get into your design. Because looking back on my vegan story, on my vegan journey, my head was trying to make the decisions. But when I really tapped into my heart and got into the moment, it's all been a response. It's all been a response to something outside of me. When you think about change or changing or even wanting to change, I encourage you to look within yourself to find the answer. When I was looking at plant-based eating, while I was consuming, pun intended, all of the information and all of the facts and all of the resources, I was also trying to see how it felt to me. When you're approached with a change like I was, you might be pretty resistant. Maybe somebody suggests something to you and you're not really sure if it's for you. I encourage you to ask yourself why. Because when I look back on the seed of plant-based eating for myself, my resistance was rooted in fear. Fear of missing out on the favorite foods that I had. Fear of not liking the foods that I was going to be fed. It was old patterns, old beliefs, old thoughts, right? I grew up in a house where eating meat was normal. That's what I thought was that was the normal way. So those thoughts, those experiences, that was all part of who I was. It was all part of my self-image. It was all part of the concept that I had of myself. And so all of those thoughts and experiences were holding me back from something that otherwise seemed very aligned for me. And so when you're faced with a change or faced with an idea to change, or you're sitting here and you're like, I really want this change, but you're confronted with fear. Maybe you're paralyzed with fear. Maybe you are facing, you know, other situations that are holding you back. Ask yourself why. When you're faced with these changes, ask yourself, how can I slow down to connect with myself? How can I get out of my head and into my body to make a more aligned decision, to make a more aligned change? And I encourage you to do this through a few techniques that I use. And when I went plant-based in 2014, I was not using these techniques, and that may have sped up my transition. It may have kept my transition the same, but helped me understand it differently. It may have helped me process things differently. There was a lot of emotions for me to process with going vegan. I mean, we can talk about the moment in the field with the cows, but there was a lot of emotions because it was different. It was new. It was something that wasn't at all the way I was raised. And so tools like journaling or meditation or implementing a walking or movement practice or breath work or slowing down enough to break into that conditioning, to look at what's really going on and really holding you back and how you are actually feeling about something versus what you think you should do or what you think is right for you. Being able to use those tools would be a very helpful part of change. And I think about my clients who come to me in the plant-based women, as well as my clients, my human design clients and my self-awareness clients and the women that I'm working with to really crack the conditioning. They're all looking for a change. They're all looking for a shift in the way things are happening in their lives right now. Maybe it's the way they think about things. Maybe it's the way that they're doing things. Maybe it's a massive lifestyle change, like moving into an RV, or maybe it's a smaller lifestyle change, like becoming an author. I mean, these are all changes. Change is a part of life. Some changes we choose and other changes are chosen for us. And when we learn the tools, when we learn to find the awareness in the situation, when we break it down and give ourselves time and give ourselves space to connect and ask ourselves, like, what does this mean to me? What would life be like? What would life be like if you were a plant-based eater? What would life be like if you sold your house and lived in an RV? What would life be like if you became an author? What would life be like if you adopted a new pet or traveled the country or traveled the world? Like, whatever these changes are that you're looking to make, what would life be like for that? And let yourself go there. Let yourself journal. Let yourself look at the options for you. I resisted the option of plant-based eating for quite some time. And looking back, it really was because I thought it would be different from what it is. I thought I would be missing out. But had I connected into myself, I would have been able to see it's amazing. There's so much variety. There's so much out there for me to experience that I didn't ever know. And so whatever the change is, and it doesn't have to be the way you eat, it can be anything, look at how that change will impact you and what you're looking to experience and what you can experience with that change. Change truly is a part of life. And when we learn the tools and we find the awarenesses of our feelings and our emotions around change, we can process and work through these changes to help us move forward and fully embrace the journey of life. So I invite you to go within, to process through the changes that you're looking to make. Connect with me over on Instagram and let me know what you thought. And I will talk to you very soon.
Thank you for listening to the Kathy A. Davis podcast. If you found value in this or want to leave us a review, I invite you to do so. Also, share this with a friend, family member, or anyone else you think would benefit. Until next time.